We will move to the next item, which is ordinances, and the Carroll County Law Enforcement Center, and Mike, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Carroll County is in the process of developing a new law enforcement center, LEC, adjacent to the Carroll County Courthouse. The LEC is proposed to be 24,519 square feet in size and includes the Sheriff's Department office, administrative space, jail, parking, support space, and is located generally west, in the southwest parking lot from the courthouse, east of the main street, west of the attached, west and attached to the current courthouse. To proceed with the project as currently designed, the council needs to consider three requests before you this evening. The first is a request to approve modifications to downtown streetscape. Second is a request to approve an ordinance to amend parking on Main Street. And third is a request to approve a resolution approving a record of resolutions related to the city complex beautification agreement from between Carroll County and the city of Carroll. I will now go in and review each of these in depth. First, regarding the modification to the downtown streetscape, the project as proposed will impact downtown streetscape in a number of ways, and the attached site plan dated July 30th does illustrate the proposed impacts. Two of that I will highlight that I think are the more substantial of them includes removal of four parking spaces along the east side of Main Street and widening of the sidewalk on the east side of Main Street. The first change to the streetscape is the removal of four parking spaces. Those are located really at the intersection, starting at the intersection of Main Street and Fifth Street on the east side of Main Street, just north of the northern crosswalk. The proposed LEC building is situated so that the northern garage door is proposed to generally utilize the existing drive entrance into the southwest parking lot of the courthouse. The southern garage door entrance will exit into the southern two-most parking spaces on the east side of Main Street, which will require them to be removed. Additionally, due to the proximity between the garage doors entrances into the LEC, it's proposed that two additional parking spaces be removed on the east side of Main Street for a total of four. The second main change to the downtown streetscape is widening of the pedestrian sidewalk from the right-of-way line to approximately 24 feet into the right-of-way. And this is really being proposed to accommodate circulation in and out of the lower level of LEC to minimize impacts between pedestrians and vehicles entering on the lower level. At the closest point to the proposed building, it is set back approximately 5.6 feet from the west property line along Main Street. The plan itself calls for the garage doors to that access the lower level to be set back approximately 6.6 feet from the west property line. For reference, a typical vehicle is between 15 and 19 feet in length. In order to avoid conflicts with the sidewalk, with pedestrians on the sidewalk, it has been widened further into the right-of-way and away from the property line to allow continued accessible pedestrian circulation through that area, even when a vehicle is parked. Now, there is an alternative in the building plans that would inset the two garage doors to allow the garage doors to be set further back, approximately 13 feet from the west property line along Main Street. This alternative would likely, I would note, cost additional funds due to the cantilever nature of it. But the benefits of this alternate would be that vehicles entry and exit from the lower level would have less of an impact on pedestrian travel on Main Street. Additionally, in particular, in the future, if Main Street would be modified, that sidewalk could be eliminated, that additional sidewalk could be eliminated to allow a different road configuration in the future. Vehicles exiting the building would have more reaction time to pedestrians on the sidewalk. Pedestrians would have more time to react to vehicles exiting the building. And actually, as I noted, over the years, Main Street has been reconfigured, and additionally, reconfiguration is more and is likely in the future. LEC is a long-term 50 to 100-year investment for the county, and having the sidewalk encroach an additional 13 feet or 24 feet, into the right-of-way would impact future changes to the roadway. Moving moving a sidewalk 24 feet in the downtown into the right-of-way really is somewhat unheard of. For these reasons, staff is recommending that a condition of approval to the streetscape modifications that alternative number 5 with the inset cantilever garage door entries facing Main Street be used and be required. I would also note that alternative number 5 with the inset cantilever garage doors facing Main Street is included in the recommended site modifications of the report that was included with our staff report from Bolton and Bain. The second item that's before the council for consideration I've somewhat hit on is an ordinance to amend the parking along Main Street. The request would be to remove the 4 parking spaces along Main Street, and the attached ordinance does that, and it removes the angled parking from Main Street from the intersection of Main and Fifth Street to 225 feet north of Fifth Street, which would eliminate those 4 parking spaces. The third request before the council is a resolution approving a record of resolutions related to the city complex beautification agreement between Carroll County and the City of Carroll. In April, during a review of city code unrelated to this project, an agreement from July 2nd of 1973 between Carroll County and the City of Carroll was discovered. In the agreement, Carroll County granted and conveyed for a period of 99 years from the date of the agreement, the City of Carroll an easement for the city complex beautification over and across property owned by Carroll County described as south 20 feet of Lot 15, original town of Carroll. That would be where the courthouse itself is situated. Since the LEC is proposed to be placed on the southern, or within 5 feet of the southern property line, it'd be within this easement area. The agreement states that the city complex beautification as this agreement means parking facilities, sidewalks, shrubbery, trees, lawns, lighting, and other construction which is necessary other than buildings to affect a landscape balance between the existing courthouse and the city complex building. To take away any questions the LEC can be placed in this area, a record of resolutions has been drafted that allows the LEC to be placed within the easement area, and that easement's included, or that record of resolutions included in the pack and has already been approved by Carroll County. Let me finish by saying that there's been a series of meetings between the sheriff, the county supervisors who are here this evening, and city staff on the proposed layout. There's been a number of modifications that have made really this project a lot more palatable, and it has really addressed a lot of safety concerns. While there's still issues to be addressed, we're likely closer to an acceptable plan than not. So the recommendation staff would make to the mayor and city council is to approve the modification to the downtown streetscape is detailed in the civil plans dated July 30th, 2019, subject to the following conditions. 1, alternate number 5 with the inset cantilever garage entries facing Main Street shall be used. 2, any major modifications to the civil plans for the work in the Main Street right-of-way shall be subject to review by the City Carroll City Council, and any minor modifications to the civil plans for the work in Main Street right-of-way shall be subject to review by the Carroll City Engineer, and that the city manager shall make the determination between a major and minor modification. Second, related to the request for the ordinance, staff is recommending approval of that. And third, staff is recommending approval of a resolution, approving a record of resolutions related to the city complex beautification agreement between Carroll County and the City of Carroll. With that, staff is happy to answer any questions that the council and the mayor may have. Thank you.
I know Mike has gotten together with some of the supervisors. I think every one of them, I've gotten a couple of meetings to kind of get this, so at least something was a lot more palatable than what we were going to have as far as accessing where they want to access and keeping traffic off of the right of way. Not ideal, but I think it's definitely better than what Colt was originally proposed. So.
I would like to mention that I think there has been movement, but I think tweaking this a bit with a little bit more movement, we could have a win-win situation for both the county and the city. Our roles as elected officials for the county or city is always protect the public welfare, the public safety, and that we all agree should be number one. Not if public safety means spending a little more money, I think that's money well spent, a good investment. And our second goal as city elected officials and city staff has been to protect the downtown area and really work at creating a climate for economic growth, economic development, which includes safety, and also thinking long-term about our long-term economic viability. And so I'm trying to walk in the county's shoes, but also I have to walk in my shoes and as an elected official to look out for the interests of Carroll. I have received considerable feedback about the loss of additional parking on Main Street. And the public will lose when the addition is built, 15 spaces, I understand, in the west. I think that was palatable, it passed, but people just are not seeing that this is necessary. And going back to the original documents that the county used for the referendum, for their town hall meetings, and in their publicity, they showed for months, and in the posters in the courthouse, one access point onto Main Street, and that's the north driveway going into their property, etc. But by the way, I have no problem with the 20 feet getting it back so you can build your structure as you have outlined the footprint. I would like to add to the modifications. Mike mentioned the minor and major changes to any streetscape. You mentioned doing the indentations, the cantilever. I've written that down also, but I would like to add that we use the points of access that are currently available in that small space. And as your document that you used and presented to the public for the vote shows one point of access to the addition, and that is the very north entrance into that west parking lot. And so I would like to add a third modification, and that is that we keep one access point, that one access point on Main Street. If necessary, then use the south driveway, which enters close to the police station, for an exit or however you want your traffic to flow. That way we can, I think, come to, I think, a sensible and reasonable agreement that will not disrupt the parking on Main Street. That's very important to our retail, very important to people that talk to me who shop in downtown Carroll, and we can't afford to lose that foot traffic. So, so I would like to say, add that third condition that you keep one access point on Main Street, that north driveway. If you want to use the south driveway near the police station, I think it makes sense since our two law enforcement centers are closed. And you have in your plans, when you promoted the referendum, the two doors on the west. And instead of adding an additional driveway from Main Street point of access for the south door, utilize the south entry that already exists and probably save you some money. And so keep the two doors if that's what works for your flow, or maybe you would consider if one door with the point of access on the north, a wider door where you could circulate both in and out. As Sheriff Painter mentioned, that there's not going to be much traffic. Three people per shift, three shifts, and maybe three transports a day. That would be around 12. And so if there is going to be very little transporting, as Ken said in our information for our packet tonight, constructing another entryway would disrupt our parking, it would add to your cost, and I don't see how using the two driveways exists would disrupt your goals. So I would like to add that to any motion, to the motion that we make. One point of access, use both the north and south driveways that exist. If you're going to keep the two doors, if you would go to a one-door solution, I don't know if that is something you've talked about. They use it at the surgery center at the hospital. They have one wide door. People enter and exit. They have their rows laid up, so they're one way. There are 52 spaces and room for equipment, et cetera. So whatever, that's just for, you know, there are options regarding two doors, one door, but let's keep that access, one point of access from Main Street per the referendum documents. And if you want to keep your two doors, have some type of exit on the west, however you choose to do the flow. I don't think it would be that disruptive to what's going on in the south part of the parking lot. So.
Carol, can you sum that up just a little bit for us? For how it's going to be in the motion, I'm not sure if I understand.
Yeah.
I think we need to describe that a little bit more.
Your second exit is going to go to the south?
It would be the driveway where people paid their bills.
Yeah,
if they
it would exit
use
to that.
If
yeah.
They, yeah, the, I mean, their second door that they show in the referendum packet, the grade level to the west, is, I mean, it's not that far from that driveway
right.
That already exists. So why create three, we'll have three driveways and disrupting parking with the current plan? I think they could accomplish their goals with the two driveways as they exist.
So as they exit south, they go through that little parking area that
yeah,
we're talking
by
about.
The police station, yeah.
I think we had talked about that, and I think
yeah.
When we had discussed that there was some concern about cars exiting that, coming through there, and if there are cars in the parking lot, if someone backs up into one of those exiting police cars or
well, they could back up into anybody. New Hope
yeah.
Uses it. I mean, you can back up into anybody in a grocery store parking lot, but as Ken mentions, you know, he's very transparent with how many transports per day, and he said it's going to be very low. You would have excellent visibility. You would increase the safety per the bullets we have in here. And we wouldn't have to worry about the 24-foot intrusion into the right-of-way. So I think it's a win-win that we can keep what we have and you can still accomplish your goals with the transporting, et cetera. It's my idea. Okay, to be short, can you play?
Oh, no, no, that's, you're hitting there, but
okay.
We've got a lot going here.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't think
one
we're ready for our motion yet.
No, but do it briefly. Keep one access point onto Main Street using the existing north driveway in order for the city to maintain the four parking spaces on Main Street. The
right.
South.
But that needs to be a cantilever.
And cantilever, Mike said they added that.
Right.
Oh yeah, I
from
agree with
one.
Everything that Mike, I'm adding condition number three. And mentioning they have double doors. I don't know if they would consider a single door. That's up to them.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming to
yeah.
Join us tonight. Your presence here means a lot and it's greatly appreciated. I'm also curious,
perhaps you could explain to us a little bit about your desire or needs for the two-entry system that you do have proposed. I imagine you came to some decision on that at great length of thought, and I was curious what your thoughts were.
Well, the purpose was, it was originally laid out to have parking on both sides, and then in meeting with the city, one of the concessions we made was to have the north door be the entry door and the south door be the exit door. So in doing that, we gave up a number of parking spaces inside already to make room for traffic to turn through the building. As far as entering out of the south into that south parking lot, I don't think that works structurally with the building. And I think our engineer can speak to that in a little bit. So basically, we just want flow in and out. This thing doesn't get used a lot. I know people are going to be parking down there for the most part are dispatchers that are working in jailers. The only law enforcement that's going to be allowed to park down there are either people picking up prisoners for a transport somewhere or people bringing prisoners into the jail. We'll come in those doors to access the Sally Port and then drive out. It just creates a U-shaped flow having those doors like that. Like I said, structurally, I don't think it works for the building to try to dodge around pylons to exit to the south.
Well, coming out of the Sally Port, you'd have such a sharp turn to make that turn right away. And then we'd be crossing.
And this also has to accommodate Carroll County ambulance, too.
And there's a bridge issue, too.
So it's the type of vehicles that are going to be coming in and out.
Right.
That you have to be able to accommodate for.
Right, correct.
Okay.
Do you have just one north entrance and make it wider? I'm trying to save the four parking spaces. We're getting some resistance.
Part of the traffic study, though, recommended getting rid of those so we had a wider angle of view coming in or out.
That was
so we weren't dodging around
the Bolton Mink that we had a conference call about that. And the south end exit was brought up at once upon a time and was discussed at quite length. And if you go out the southernmost, let's take the two that are in the jail, if you would go use it the southernmost as your exit, when you come out, you have to fight the street problems. Pedestrians, moving cars, and parked cars. You've got to fight those three things. If you go out the south side, you have to fight pedestrians, parked cars, turning and entry cars, and then when you get there, you also have Fifth Street across the street, which adds to the equation too. So that was there, Bolton Mink. We kind of came to the conclusion there was too many obstacles to be presented to a driver at that position.
I think that's already happening now. But
agreed.
When I've noticed like the vans pulling up to go to the library, activities. We have the New Hope vans, we have big SUVs, we have, it's a very busy, as we saw from Bolton and Mink's map. We have a lot going on in that small area.
That's why we decided not to add more.
I guess, but this is the plan that you sold to the public, and the public that's contacting me, they're saying, this isn't how the referendum was sold. And this is what you showed for months and months. And so people are, we all want to see a new law enforcement center, but they're upset that what they voted for and bought into has now changed. And they really don't want to see this intrusion and disruption of Main Street. They think that you and your architects can come up with some type of solution. So as I said at the beginning, we have a win-win. I mean, this is what you said was what you wanted.
Is the library going to be identical to what was sold to the public?
Yes.
Verbatim?
Maybe the interior.
That's an exceptional plan.
Right. Right, I realize that.
If you're taking a conceptual plan and blowing it out of proportion, I'm glad that you started your talk with safety. That's the whole reason of this structure in the first place, is the safety of not only the officials, but our officers and the public and the people working at courthouse. So it's quite important to the safety of our community to have that jail go through. And I want to make it quite clear that we're spending a lot of money having parking in the lower level of the building, which was not originally there, which was something that we had a committee vote on in order to preserve as much parking as possible.
Right, I agree.
And I also want to add that part of the parking places that are no longer going to be Main Street are for safety reasons, so you have to have, there's a trade-off here between parking places and safety. And we had an at-length discussion as far as using the south side of the building for an exit, and I think that's been well explained already why we didn't go that way.
Well,
certainly, it's not a new idea, it's not a new concept, Caroline.
Yeah.
Something that we've cussed and discussed several times, along with your mayor and city council.
I realize that, Neil. I mean, we're all talking, picking different things out of the Bolton Mink study, and they made several comments about best practices. And one of the comments is you don't exit into heavily traveled streets. And their study said that Main Street is one of the top five busiest streets in Carroll, and it has an accident rate over the state average. So, you know, I think how we're seeing the safety issue, we're coming at it from the county perspective for your project, and I'm coming at it from, reading the facts from Bolton and Mink, and what, people's perception is reality, and they're upset. I mean, maybe to you, the poor parking spaces don't mean a whole lot. I don't know, maybe other people who are here would like to weigh in.
I talked to a lot of people. I haven't heard any comments about the parking spaces.
I'm Jacob Biscuits. I have a property right across from the four parking spots. Today I took time and actually visited every business in the direct vicinity in our owner, and we all unanimously show concern for losing those spots. We already lost the parking lot, and I understand that there's going to be county parking there that's not open to the public, and now losing four more is what just makes it harder for us, for our employees, for our customers, and we just, there wasn't, it was just unanimous that we're all very concerned and would like to keep four parking spots.
Carol, one point I would like to make. You made reference on the study that exiting onto a major road is not suggested. But if we were to push for a single entrance and access point, then you still have to exit there. So I don't think that's a valid point.
Oh, I'm not pushing for either one. Keep the two doors, do one. I mean, I just threw up. No, that's
but
not.
If we come down on the two doors, I agree, and having been a driver in town and such, coming down through that parking lot with basically a single wide access with an ambulance or anything else, vehicles trying to park, trying to negotiate, and then like you said, pull up, wrecking fifth track in our fifth street. I don't think that's a good solution either. I think it's gonna have to come down to we lose the four spots or we push for the single door. But I think those are the two courses.
Ken, you had mentioned you're not gonna report that read. You're not gonna have much activity going in and out.
Correct.
Can we get by with one driveway? The north one, the one we're seeing here in our plans, if you're not having a lot of activity?
It's just gonna be a lot easier for everybody involved, having a U-shape for the flow.
But if you're not having a lot of activity, they got time. Am I wrong?
I don't because of the Sally Port more than anything.
Yeah, the Sally Port's located inside this structure. So officers bringing prisoners in or whatever, they're going to pull into the door from the north side, mm-hmm. into the garage, and then the Sally Port's located in there next to the elevator. It'll be a two-car garage with its own separate entrance. So once they're inside there, the Sally Port door will go up if they have a prisoner. They'll pull in there. That door goes shut, and then they can enter the elevator, take their prisoner up one floor into booking. We don't want officers backing out.
It's hard to see the Sally Port because the Sally Port is going to be a separate enclosed facility within.
Inside.
It's right inside the building. So you got basically a garage area inside of a garage. And that Sally Port is then closed down so that the prisoner can be taken out of the vehicle in a secure area without, you know, immediate access to the outside.
Correct.
In basement, yes. So essentially, this will be, this, if this is Main Street, vehicles will enter in here.
Yep.
They have a choice of either going to the sally port, or actually there's a clear way that allows non-PD or people that are not bringing prisoners to actually circulate through and back out. Or they will come in, the sally port, there's garage door on either side, the garage door opens, car goes in, garage door shuts. The prisoner comes up, goes up into the elevator, and takes them up to jail. So when they talk about the circulation, that is the circulation. And they have to speak your concerns, but this is the basics of the layout.
The footprint of that is small enough that you're not going to be able to back an ambulance up out of that sally port without hitting cars that may be parked in there. And then you don't want that ambulance backing out onto Main Street.
Everybody would agree it's easier to go forward than something backwards.
Well, and to the point, you know, it's been brought up that the sheriff has said there's not a great use. Well, could that expand in the future, and what could that look like 10, 15, 20 years from now?
No, I wish I had a crystal ball. I have no idea. Our arrests have held pretty steady. So we didn't build this to, you know, we're not going to be in the business of housing other counties' prisoners. We may take a few, but I don't see a huge increase in traffic there. And most of the arrests, let's face it, happen after hours when there's very little traffic on Main Street. I mean, most of them are happening, you know, past midnight. Even, you know, probably the greatest influx of patrol cars would be in and out of there.
But you'll have prisoners that'll be housed in there if they're in court. They would be housed. They would be housed up in there also.
Prisoners awaiting court?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably worth noting too that I'm still in here, which I've added, that the sally port was originally programmed to be 3 stalls, and we reduced it to 2 stalls to accommodate a true drive, so that we could have the one-way in, one-way out access point versus 2-way for both of them. So that was a programming change that we made to try to take that into consideration. And as far as coming out of the south wall, I believe that's a structural shear wall. I didn't do the structural design, but I can verify that. But there was some design reasons why we didn't do that. There was also some grade differential there, and just some different things we took into consideration. And we also have a concern about entering or exiting out of that south door into the parking lot, where there could be more, you know, vehicles trying to back up and some conflict of traffic there. And also just of note that south wall would be very visible to the library, so trying to avoid having a garage door there, just from an aesthetic standpoint. But
we're talking about backing into cars. What about driving into pedestrians? There are people pushing baby buggies, they're walking their dogs, they're driving bikes. There are going to be 3 driveways, and it's, you know, Daniel, go ahead.
Has there been any pedestrian study there? Multimedic did a traffic study. I'm not aware of any pedestrian study, and there are very, in my opinion, very few pedestrians on that side of the street.
Well, Neil, I sat down 4 30-minute sessions, and I'll just give you guys the numbers. Thursday afternoon, for 30 minutes, 10 people passed through that area. 188 cars are on the street. Friday morning, 6 people walked by, 120 cars. Friday noon, 12 people walked by, 188 cars. And Friday evening, nobody walked by, and 130 cars.
On that side of the street, on the west side, or the east side, excuse me?
I sat there 4 30-minute sessions and charted it all out.
Did those people...
There was more action on the other side of the street.
Did those people go into a car situation, Laverne, or did they just walk straight through?
Both.
Yeah, well,
The one concern I had was a daycare went by. And right away, Friday at 11:45, 2 adults with 8 kids, and then right after that, 2 adults with 10 kids. Walked right by where you're going to have your cars going in and out. You know, the library's not built yet. You know, there's going to be more traffic.
I mean, it's not like our day is shooting out onto the road. I mean, we'll proceed out cautiously no matter what.
Well, wouldn't a cantilever kind of take care of, you're okay with that?
We've made so many concessions now. If we do that, we won't have any spaces to park down there.
So you don't want it?
Design will take away your parking spaces.
Yes.
We'll have to use the parking spaces we've made on the street. It's an all-in situation.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we reincorporated the generator so it was enclosed down there so it wouldn't be out in the open.
Yeah.
Garbage areas and other things, so.
The biggest problem that I see, and I'm probably going to alienate a lot of people with this statement, we have been a very good neighbor to a lot of people, and now we're taking it away and they're sour. And I'm sorry that that happened, but maybe it was our fault. Maybe we were too good to them too long. I know we all need to get along down there. I understand all that. But we've been providing parking places, scooped parking places, places safe for them to walk, and we don't own any of those businesses. And now we're wanting to take it away, and they're not very happy about it. And my next point is, we had a public hearing. We've had 2 or 3 opportunities. We have neither had a verbal nor a written complaint. And now here tonight, we're finding complaint after complaint after complaint. So where has this all been? You know, we're out to bid. We're ready to take them back Thursday. You got us trapped in another 6-month problem and probably another 10% raise in cost, to which we're going to have to either reevaluate or not build. And not build is not going to be a very good answer, because I'm afraid that we may not get support from the current board to build again. We've jumped through the hoops once, we may not be able to do it again.
10 a.m. on July 29th, which is publicly put on our agenda for a public hearing and reading this on proposed plans, specifications, former contract, and estimated cost of jail project. That was on our agenda. We had an open hearing on July 29th, 10 o'clock. There was not one single comment, not one. There should have been trumped here.
I mean, I guess I was assuming that we were going with what was in the referendum. That was my biggest concern, was parking, and I thought, you know what, we're still having the street spots. It'll work. So, you know, I didn't know this until last week, because I assumed by the referendum. So, you want to talk about feeling sour, well, now you're taking even more parking from us. So, you know, we feel sour as well.
And I'll be clear, I did not have the level of comments that Carolyn has had. I did receive an email from you, Jacob, and I do appreciate that very much. But that was the email that I received on, or contact I received on parking in the area, those 4 stalls that we talked about here tonight. So thank you for communicating that. That was the one I had.
You know, my comment is we've been bending over on this whole project. We've met with the staff, the mayor, and some of you, and we have been making concessions all the way through this thing. I think we're to the point where concession dollars. And I mean, we have to go with the project. This is, from what I can see, is the best option that we have. You know, to go out to the south, there's issues with the structure design, there's issues with grade, there's issues with going out on city's property. This is the best option.
What decisions did you make? Just recently you made some, or what do you mean?
We've added sidewalk and different things that we want to do. We put it in the bid to cantilever. If it's, you know, if it's a reasonable bid, we might look at it.
We're not, we haven't made that commitment, but it's an alternate in the bid. We put that in there. You know, so it's been, we put the parking underneath it, but the co-op wasn't originally our thoughts to do that. So, I mean, it's, we've been just, I saw, it's kind of old when you get, you try to be a good neighbor and.
I saw the cantilevering option, and I apologize, I did not catch any understanding of what it would cost you for parking and space, so I would like to know a little more about that. Because to me, the cantilevering looked like a good option with the dual entry and then exit loop to give more access and room for vehicles to be in there and off the street essentially to keep things safer for not only pedestrians but also vehicles traveling.
Did the architect give you any estimate on what it would cost to cantilever the two doorways?
I don't think he did. Did he
have any idea for that would cost?
I don't personally, but I know we are getting a bid alternate secured on Thursday, so we won't.
But there's no engineer's estimate then on the cantilever.
I believe at one meeting I was involved in Shite Hattery, it was Mike, said it was about $30,000 was the estimate.
We can get that to you.
Per door, I think.
I thought it was both, but I
was thinking it was per door.
Tell me what the price of steel is going to be, and that's what we can tell.
Well, you got an idea what the estimate is, I mean, it's.
Yeah, we're going to be in the ballpark.
Pardon me, this, with the engineer company, could you help us understand what they need with the cantilever, please?
What I understood is there'd be no parking.
Yes.
Correct.
But there would be additional costs for the additional wall sections and the soffits.
What did you just say, Mr. Pogue?
So this is a cutout for basically trash enclosure. There's a wall along Main Street, but this is where the trash enclosure would go. And then this is the engineer, or this is the
generator
area. This is a mechanical storage room. So if you cantilever this in, there's no parking loss, but there is a cost. I mean,
sure.
Okay, so clearly. No parking. Bumping it in 13 feet, correct?
Right.
And that's to prevent.
Six feet.
Oh, 6 feet.
That gives you a total of 13.
Plus we're six off, so maybe that makes a total of 12.
And by doing that, the gain is we don't have 24 feet into the right-of-way.
Right.
Making it unsafe, according to all the bullets in here, about how that makes it exceptionally unsafe for the public. To me, if it's 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, that is worth the investment. I mean, what is a life worth? Or, you know.
But I don't think they're arguing that, Carolyn. They're talking about cantilevering option, and if it's feasible within your budget, if I understand it right, that's an option you'll.
It's an alternative.
It's
an alternative
right now. Yeah.
It's mentioned in here twice that it will cost more money, so you put it in as an alternate.
Yes. But every alternate you add in, there's a keep jacking up the price.
Right.
Guess what? And we do that too.
Yeah, right.
And
we don't plan on
doing it.
I think one of the things in it, I think from a staff perspective, and just other communities I've worked in, right-of-ways in Carroll are narrow. If you look at Randy, you can say yes or no, but they're narrower than other communities I've worked in. Yes, we have a pedestrian kind of encroachment north and south at the crosswalks, but I think if you don't do the cantilever, it is an encroachment that you're going to have to keep forever within the right-of-way, really to provide a safe corridor for pedestrians. We don't know what the future of Main Street is. We don't have a crystal ball. And I think staff would really say, you want to protect our right-of-way. And I've mentioned, this isn't a surprise to the county supervisors. You know, we want to protect our right-of-way, our property. So I think we're pretty strong that the cantilever option, for all the other reasons, you know, it's also preservation of our right of way in the long term.
Well, for all those reasons and more, cantilevering is something that I'm in favor of, but unlike some of my cohorts here, I would support it with both your entry and exit doors to maintain that flow and make things work.
I see no issue there, and if that's the way the building's been engineered and things are deemed safe for you, Sheriff, correct? To blow in and out of there, I have no issue. I do want to see cantilevers so that we can keep clearance up to the street and maintain some option for the future. That's just my take.
It just, it gives you a little bit more visibility and access to people that may be walking out there, and it slows you down a little bit. It's like when you're downtown in Des Moines and you come out of some of those parking garages, and you're exiting right out onto a parking ramp or right onto a sidewalk on some of those parking garages downtown. And there's times I'll just blare my horn as I'm coming up because I don't want to hit anybody.
Well, to the point of the sheriff made, his people aren't going to be streaking out of there in those cases.
Right.
We've also looked at, you know, the option of putting a flashing light inside the building when the doors are blowing up, blowing on hazards. So,
right.
That's an inexpensive option.
And you expressed your concern about your officers and everybody on your staff. We express the concern for the people that are downtown using the facilities down there.
And nobody's more concerned about them than
exactly,
I am.
Exactly. Right.
That's we where chief or take issue with you on that, but that's the last. Jacob, to your point too, the parking down there is certainly important, and the county has been a good neighbor, and I imagine will continue to be a good neighbor as things go forward. I was curious about one thing, perhaps you all could shed a little light on. Parking in the north lot is public parking on the west side and
Public parking everywhere.
Public everywhere.
It is, okay. I thought I'd seen some signs.
Well, we do a driver's license testing, motorcycle and things over on the east side, and we do block it on Thursday afternoon.
Fridays.
I don't know what day it is.
It's always empty anyway at that time.
Yeah.
One of the other things, too, is some of the parking that they have, that the county has on the east side. Some of those cars will be in the parking garage, so that'll free up some spaces on the east side
on the
of,
east side, that
of the that already are not being used because the county has them.
Sure.
So we may get four out of that.
So
on the other side of the road.
I've seen you use those parking spots. I've watched you carry portraits across there.
Parking underneath is just for county employees?
Yes.
Will it be?
Enclosed, secure parking.
No, it's the city. Well, when they're in there for prop for issues, they'll be able to park in there.
Yeah, our police and department.
Highway,
but it's all for
all law
county employees and city law enforcement.
Yeah, we kicked around putting our county cars underneath there originally, but as we shrunk our footprint to make some more of these things work, which is like the third time we've shrunk the footprint, those had to be displaced someplace.
So you're out of room.
We're pushing them to the north side and getting them way out there.
I'm going to backtrack. I did a lot of my research off these drawings, and it's not that. After seeing that, I can see what you're doing. This, from what I have, I'm looking at here. That's why I was pushing for the one. I get it. As long as you go with the cantilever, or both of them, I'm okay with that. I struggle with losing the four parking stalls. I don't know how we can.
That's what I mean, on the east side.
I don't know how we gain that, but I guess, unfortunately, I don't think you can get everything here. Something's got to give, and I'm going to say safety for our public with the cantilevers will override losing the four parking spaces.
To that point, we sacrifice the four parking spaces. They're sacrificing the extra cost of cantilevers, and we're both.
Yeah,
we're both. Got into the game a little bit. And,
you know, my only loss is to me is the four parking places. But I guess, you know, I'm fortunate you're going to have to put safety of the public over that.
This originally was going to be eight. I wasn't eight, six or eight spots. We were going to lose.
Right.
And we'll throw that out there. We got it down to at least four, and that's for better visibility.
Yeah, and so. We are losing the 15 to the building, and then the four. So that's 19, we're gaining some on the east, but again, that's the right. Main street. People, I don't know.
I know.
It's concerning to the people that contact me.
I think Mike and I had even talked about getting some of the parking on the south side of the library
I think PD's gonna have some issue with that, because they'll have their cars in there. If there's a building that becomes available that we need to take out, I think we can put parking there.
If something comes available. Right.
Yep. That'll all be vacant.
So, but it's not a given they will accept the bid alternative for the cantilever, correct? You're gonna wait and see how the bids come in.
And look at the numbers.
So it's not a given that they will. I understand that we have to make this decision. But.
I would hope after this conversation that they will take that under a little more advisement.
A little more weight.
Weight into that, because of the concern. That's what I would appreciate.
Especially because of the big impact on the highway.
Correct. A number of concessions have been designed with building in addition to strengthening the footprint that will hopefully save us money and hopefully get a bid that will have the latitude to do some of those things.
Yeah.
We haven't got the bid yet. We don't know if we're gonna be here.
Well, you don't wanna be Warren County.
That's right.
I.
What was that city that just,
Warren County.
Third, was that Warren County one?
McCoca.
McCoca had their third referendum and it still hasn't passed. That's one I think I saw this morning.
Jackson County.
Yeah, for sure, this is not a referendum on the jail. That's been had and the people have spoken their minds and they voted to have this and do this. And I really do appreciate the time, effort, and energy that you've all put into it. I'm totally fine with this if we can get cantilevering for the doors and have the extra space.
You can make that part of the motion if you wanted to.
I'm working on it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
I'm working on it.
So we don't see any other, foresee any major modifications now, but beyond this. But should there be, I guess we'd expect you to come back again like you have now about this. And it'd be quite a big surprise for anything else, right?
So what I'm hearing is the cantilevering is the big issue, is the.
The safety.
If that can be.
I think that's that seems to make us comfortable. It does me.
It does me.
And it seems like a small amount of money to pay for overall safety.
And I would never put a dollar amount, Carolyn, on somebody's life, ever. But I guess so, I appreciate your guys' feedback and we're actually able to work together right here. This is how it's supposed to be. I guess I'm just a little disappointed that this didn't happen months ago when we were in this process and trying to save some architect dollars. Because it's not our dollar, you guys. This is the taxpayers' money. And cantilevers, I think it's a great idea, but I personally feel as a mother with a stroller, I would feel, and I appreciate your guys' opinion, but this is mine. I feel safer without one. If there is a light or a strobe and I'm walking on that side and I hear a garage door instantly, I'm gonna be like, oh, wait. Instead of a car, like Mayor, you had mentioned, in Des Moines, they go racing out of those right onto fast roads. And because I'm not gonna stop and go like this, is if there was a garage door opening up and a horn beeping or something, a light, I would actually feel safer. That's in my opinion, but. And I agree with you guys. I do think if it comes in within reason, which that's what we all, like Rich said, comes down to the price point.
So if the car is exiting by the cantilever door, I don't see why it'd make any difference on entry, but exiting, they're gonna open the door and then drive up and stop where they would normally stop if they're a normal door. I don't think the cantilevering is gaining as much as you guys are putting. Stock on and
the cantilever, I think, was more. I mean, the way I look at it is more on the entrance one because right. That's where you're getting the car off the right of way. But coming out, the car is going to have to come up to the garage door anyway, stop, wait till the door opens, proceed out, and still going to have to look for traffic and then take off from there. I don't know what the advantage of the cantilever is on the exit door, but
on the entering. Still, 90% of the people have a garage door opener anyhow.
Yeah, but I thought in some of our discussions were, you know, how far out that's going to work. Is it going to work 2 miles out, a mile out?
You have to be 50 feet.
We hope it doesn't work 2 miles out.
Hopefully the door's in sight when they open it to make sure nobody else goes in there.
Right.
I guess my concern, Neil, is that the cars entering could be stopped waiting for that garage door to open and encroaching out into the roadway. And Stephanie, I'm sure with you on the mothers with strollers, I really hope that the very few of them who are there are maybe migrating over and walking past Jacob's storefront, to be honest with you. I'm worried about the encroachment into the roadway and the high count of cars that Laverne got going past there. That's my only concern. So if that's not a concern and I misunderstand it, let's talk about it.
I think you're overplaying the advantages of the cantilever system, but that's my opinion.
Maybe I misunderstand. Will vehicles be in the roadway?
I don't see them stop on the sidewalk very often. If they're entering, they're going to open the door and wait for an open to enter the building.
No matter if it's going to have a garage door open.
Very few people want to have one, and there will be some, obviously.
All your transfers won't?
What?
All your transfers won't, I imagine.
No.
No, and the highway patrol coming in, they'll be bouncing off the radio through the comm center, and the comm center will have an access point. It'll take just a little bit for that. If they're, depends on what they're busy doing. You know, if they're not busy doing anything, maybe they can set it off.
Maybe I could shed some light, you know, like, let's just say Cass County's coming up here right now to pick up a prisoner that we arrested there. One, they're going to call and tell us that they're coming, so we know that. There'll be cameras on this building. 99% of the time when I pull up at the sheriff's office to pick somebody up, as I pull up, the door's going up. Just because somebody's sitting in the control room, they see me pulling up, the door's going up. Other times there's a little baluster with a buzzer on it. You just push that and announce who you are, the door goes up and then shut. And the number of times that we have outside agencies come here to pick up a prisoner that can't post bond or something, is maybe once every 2 weeks. It's not a revolving door type thing.
If there's not much traffic in and out of there, you guys put a lot of expense in a secure facility for just a few vehicles.
We are.
And I don't want to discount that.
But our number one thing at the top of our list was, since we started the jail, started off with safety. And we've never moved from that. I'm glad you recognize that we are dumping a lot of dollars. We're talking cameras, buzzers, lights. Mm-hmm. We give a lot of thought to this traffic flow.
Well, we appreciate that.
That's our part. Aesthetically, it's going to look better downtown. It's going to match the height of the courthouse for the most part.
Our intent is to have every local agency set up some sort of remote.
Yeah. All the Carroll PD, the firemen, the ambulances, Manning Police Department, Coon Rapids Police Department. So just be like pulling up to your garage door, your house, and then by the time I get to my garage door, it's open and I pull in. I don't wait.
That still requires us to give up right away, though.
Correct. You're right. Absolutely.
I just want to ask Ken a quick question. I'm still thinking about, and after Jacob spoke, the single access point on Main Street, which you did use to push for a yes vote for the referendum.
Like Neil said, that was conceptual.
Well, it's the exterior. I know I really haven't seen the interior designs. I wouldn't know if they're good, bad, whatever. You guys are the experts. But I wondered why, if this ended up being such a flawed plan, that you stayed with it. Why wasn't this? I attended every single, I was on the citizen committee, I attended every meeting, and nobody ever said, hey, wait a minute, it would flow better from the south door if we cut into Main Street. That was never once brought up, but this was used for months until the referendum last November. And I just wondered why the revision we're asked to look at tonight, when did that evolve? When you use this for all your speaking engagements, the public, the referendum, when did you decide, hey, this isn't going to work for you, for your forum?
One, I don't think it was flawed. Like I said, Neil said it was conceptual. I mean, it's not a scaled exact layout of the plans.
Well, there's no...
After the boat passed, then the plans took shape farther.
Well, there's no driveway going out into that little area under Main Street where the four parking places will be.
I don't think that was a complete architectural rendering when that was put out.
That was our best guess at the time, Mike.
Of how you were going to flow things, Neil?
You know, we had detailed drawings done. I think you'd be unreasonable to expect it to be exactly the same as...
I think from an expense perspective, it would be a little too much because it's a referendum in the past. Went through all that money to have that's...
We're in deep to the
correct drawing.
Yeah, you show that in the referendum pack, you show the two doors, but still just the one driveway access.
I don't know if it ever showed a driveway, truly, Carolyn.
Yeah, on this, it says existing parking entrance. And so you're showing...
I don't think people paid too much attention to that when I was showing it during my...
They are now. I'm hearing from people that are paying attention to it now.
Okay.
Thanks. Hey, Mike. Thank you.
Jeff, I have one question. Based off staff recommendation, with the modification of cantilever on the entrance door only, what would we be giving up if we did that?
But I think one of the concerns is we can talk about operationally how it works today. And we have a good sheriff, we have a good county board of supervisors, but the long-term investment of the building, things are going to change. Operationally, it's going to change. What is an in and an out today may be ins and outs in the future, if that makes sense. So I think cantilevering both of them, you can't do it later. It's do it now or do it never. And so I think from our perspective, you know, when we talk operationally, you know, Ken wants to provide law enforcement outside of his agency ability to get in and out today. The next sheriff may not share that same philosophy. And so then it causes issues in the future. So and we're looking at this is a long-term investment. Do it right so you don't have to face a concern about the future.
But if we wrote the ordinance that it had to be on the entrance only, and given the fact that something changed down the road, it could architecturally be changed at that point. Mm-hmm. And that way it's trying to meet in the middle with the county, trying to help save some costs, but also accept what we want.
I mean, you could change the architecture in the future, but I wouldn't want to put a number.
I agree.
It would be probably an astronomical number to...
But I don't want them to have to incur costs because those are my tax dollars too. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to have them incur the cost on the... If we're truly concerned about the safety at this point, then I would be inclined to say let's do it on the entrance.
If they end up having more traffic, cantilever works better.
Well, that's my concern. If you have a little bit more traffic, I can see a center turning lane. Now all of a sudden you're widening out your road, you know, where the cars will come up and they'll wait in the center and then turn into your... I can see that happening pretty easily.
Mr. Mayor, just to get your point, so yeah. You're saying the cantilever would be better, why, on the exit?
As time goes and if there's more increased traffic going through that building, so maybe instead of three a month now, what would we say, three a week? You know, for traffic,
I'm just saying once every 2 weeks for an outside agency to come in here and pick somebody up.
If that increases to once every 3 or 4 days, if something happens down the road, Audubon loses its jail, Calhoun County loses, where are they going to go? We may be able to pick some of that up, thus increasing our traffic through.
But the argument that I would maintain is... If you're recessed in, you still have to go forward enough.
That's why I said past. Cantilever coming in is,
right.
Is good.
In
not so much, I don't know if I'm so much sold on the cantilever going out, but going in. Because you're getting that car off the road.
Mm-hmm.
If there
that's what I'd be inclined is to say, let's do it on the end, you know, put it in the motion that's on the entrance and on the exit.
Mr. Mayor, I've thought about this a lot, and I'd like to pitch a motion. I'd like to move that we approve the modification of the downtown streetscape as detailed in civil plan dated July 30th, 2019, subject to two conditions. One, alternate number 5 with the cantilever garage entries facing Main Street shall be used. Two, any major modification of the civil plan dated July 30th, 2019 for the work in Main Street right-of-way shall be subject to review by the City Council, Carroll City Council, with a minor modification subject to review by the City Engineer, and that the City Manager shall make the determination between major and minor modifications.
So a motion and a...
Cantilever for both.
Both doors. I'm saying two doors, that's their option that they have for us.
I'll second it.
Any other discussion?
Giving up the four parking places.
Sorry, Jacob.
But we're not giving up the streetscape?
Right.
We keep future. Our room.
I mean, there would be modifications, but obviously it's shown on the civil plans.
But we will have...
There's no other discussion. We'll go ahead and vote.
Haley?
Yes.
Eamon?
Yes.
Pop?
No.
Fleischer?
Yes.
Dirks?
Yes.
Motion approved. 5-1.
Okay.
4-1.
4-1. Thank you.
We're throwing off tonight. We're all one shot. So then we have the ordinance for parking on Main, which now that's to the four stalls. I would move that we approve the first reading of the ordinance to amend parking on Main.
So your motion is to approve...
Oh, I apologize. Yeah.
Say that again.
I move to approve the first reading of the ordinance to amend parking on Main Street, taking four parking stalls.
Okay. Second. There is a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? If not, we'll go ahead and vote, please.
Pat?
Yes.
Dirk?
Yes.
Fleischer?
Yes.
Keenan?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Motion approved.
Thank you. And we'll bring that back to the next meeting.
We have a second and a third.
Yep.
And then
we need to...
I looked at this pretty hard list in there. We need the last one is to approve
right.
To amend the city complex beautification
project. That's what needs to be done. Yep.
So I would also move to approve the resolution approving a record of resolutions related to the city complex beautification agreement between Carroll County and the City of Carroll.
Yep, the next disagreement.
Right, here, 1970 whatever draft.
There. Correct.
I'll second.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? We'll go ahead and vote.
Haley?
Yes.
Fleischer?
Yes.
Dirk?
Yes.
Senior?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Motion approved.
Thank you. And then we'll bring the other ordinance back again next meeting. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks,
Greg. Thank you.